Chapter 7. Old Quelch smiled at the embarrassment on the faces of Sister Snowdrop and her four companions.
"Don't stand staring at the floor and shuffling your paws like naughty Dibbons. Come in, all of you, and welcome. Redwallers have been making jokes about Old Quelch since long before you were born, Sister Snowdrop. Please run along and find these young uns something to drink."
Snowdrop brought a flagon of penny cloud and rosehip tonic and some beakers from a window ledge and poured the drinks. Tyrion and her friends sat at a long, well-polished beechwood table, gazing about them at Quelch's pride and joy, Redwall Abbey's first library. All four walls were shelved out from floor to ceiling with good oaken planking. Every possible area was full of books and scrolls. Thin pamphlets stood spine to spine with tall tomes, thick volumes and beribboned rolls of parchment, all in neat order. To one side of the fireplace was a nook, which held a writing desk with two padded stools. Quill pens and charcoal sticks, together with hardwood rulers, sealing wax and sheafs of parchment, lay stacked ready for use. The ancient squirrel peered over the top of his glasses at his gaping guests.
"Almost a lifetime's work. I did it, you know. Helped, of course, by the good Sister Snowdrop, our trusty cellar hog carpenter, and many obliging moles. So, what do you think?"
Tyria acted as spokesbeast.
"It's wonderful, sir. Most impressive. I hadn't realised there were so many books and scrolls in our abbey."
Snowdrop refilled their beakers.
"This is now the repository for all the written works of Redwall. Quelch gathered them in this former attic room. It took us long seasons to clear out the gatehouse records, and even longer to empty out the abbess's chambers and the kitchens, cellars and dormitories."
The librarian cum recorder sighed wearily.
"Aye, and we're still searching, discovering, dusting, repairing and cataloguing old writings. And that's beside my work as Redwall recorder."
Brinty complimented Quelch.
"You've worked wonders, sir. Expect you're very proud of your library."